Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. Meghna Chakrabarty is on assignment today. The deadly shooting rampage, allegedly by a troubled loner named Adam Lanza in Newtown, Connecticut, has sparked a new debate about gun control and gun safety. There's still a lot we don't know about what motivated Lanza to commit the second deadliest school shooting in U.S. history, but one fact has been confirmed. The weapons he used were purchased by his mother, who Lanza also shot and killed. The guns were kept at their home. The American Academy of Pediatrics has long recommended that pediatricians inform parents about gun safety and in some cases even provide them with gun locks. Dr. Robert Sagi is the head of the Child Protection Team at Boston Medical Center and a professor of pediatrics at Boston University School of Medicine. He co-wrote the Academy's guidelines on firearms, and he talked to us about the thinking behind them.
So the American Academy of Pediatrics, our overall mission is to help pediatricians help families in assuring the healthy development of their children. And what we know is that American children are injured or killed with firearms at a very high rate. And just like we treat other conditions ranging from obesity to car seats, we talk with families about firearms.
So let's talk about some of that information and what it tells us about some of the risks that we know about. For instance, what risks do guns represent to teenagers in a home?
Well, the things we know about teenagers are that they're by nature impulsive. And any of us who have teenagers in our home or were once teenagers remember this. Teen suicides in the United States are at epidemic proportions. And many suicide attempts that are tried with non-lethal means, like swallowing pills or something, end up with treatment, and very few of those teenagers end up dying from suicide. On the other hand, teenagers who have a gun at home are likely to use the gun in a suicide attempt and will die of it.
Hmm. And how does the United States, which it's been widely reported, as we know, that there are many more guns in private homes in the United States than just about everywhere else, how do those suicide rates compare to other elsewhere in the world?
Our rates are much higher. They're 5 to 10-fold higher than other countries with lower numbers of firearms available to teenagers. What's interesting is that our rates of non-firearm suicide are about the same. And when you look within the United States, states like ours that have relatively low rates of gun ownership have lower rates of teen suicide than other states that have higher rates of gun ownership.
Mm. Now, what about very young children? What do you recommend pediatricians tell parents who keep guns in their homes who have young children?
If they have guns in the home, the gun should be stored locked and unloaded, and the ammunition should be stored locked separately. There's research evidence that demonstrates that this simple precaution of keeping the guns locked and unloaded reduces the risk of accidental injuries to children dramatically.
And in some cases, you suggest that doctors should be handing out gun locks, for example.
There have been a couple of studies, both conducted, one conducted nationally, one conducted in a particular high gun ownership state. And in those states, doctors handed out gun locks and families used them. In a state like Massachusetts, where gun ownership rates are low, I don't think that particular program makes sense.
Well, let me link this conversation, if I can, with the awful events that occurred in Newtown, Connecticut. In Adam Lanza's case, the alleged shooter, it's pretty clear that his mother knew that he suffered from behavioral issues. What's the recommendation to parents who keep guns in their homes, who have kids with these kinds of behavioral problems?
The first recommendation would be simply not to keep guns in the home. And so if someone likes to go target shooting, they can keep the guns at the range or somewhere else. I think that that's probably the most foolproof recommendation. Second would be to keep the guns unloaded and locked and make sure that the young person doesn't have access to the key.
Well, thanks so much for talking about this important issue with us today. We're very grateful.
Thank you so much.
That's Dr. Robert Sagi. He's the medical director of the Child Protection Team at Boston Medical Center, and he's co-author of the policy statement on firearms for the American Academy of Pediatrics.